kind of questions I'm asking is, well, if Inish Owen has the second highest rate, what do we need to do? Well, let's look at whether or not we put in walk-in PCR testing. Mm. Also, we need to be engaging with the local employers, local chambers of commerce, and with the local groups as well, to just get that message out that says, look, what's happening? What's happening is we're seeing a really encouraging drop in cases in a lot of areas, healthcare settings, in nursing home settings, and now with the older groups who've been vaccinated. Unfortunately, that is being offset, and in some areas more than offset, by an increase in cases due to increased mobility, increased social interactions. So one of the messages we're trying to get out is to say, look, we know this has been tough. We know people are exhausted and fed up. The vaccine program is going well. It needs a bit more time. So if you don't need to commute to work, don't.
When we ease things, will it always be on a 26 county basis, or do you anticipate situations whereby we might have to do it regionally?
Do you know, I wouldn't rule anything in or out right now. So the original five-level framework was brought in to be able to work at a county-by-county level. Now, we got to a point where this new variant was so contagious that actually that just didn't work. So national measures were required. So I wouldn't be ruling anything in or out. You know, do we do things at a county level? Do we do things at a regional level? Certainly, the prevalence of the virus is much higher in some areas than in others.